Welcome to the Friday, January 19th episode of Great Things with Butts. This is our 22nd episode of the 2023-2024 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. Well, first, I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Heather Peters at North Wayne Elementary School. Congratulations, Heather. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and your team. Well, let's go ahead and jump right in. It has been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. We had our first opportunity to experience the frigid cold of the Arctic blast that came in early in the week. Fortunately, we were off on Monday celebrating and honoring the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. with the Day of Service. We officially kicked off our 2024 MLK Expressions of Freedom contest this week. This year's theme is the Strength in Unity. I want to encourage our teachers and students to participate in this year's contest. And we look forward to recognizing and awarding all of our students who participate in and are selected in the annual MLK celebration this March. We also wrapped up our staff survey with Energage this week, which will help us to measure how we stack up against education employers nationwide, as well as right here in the city of Indianapolis. We needed 35% participation to be considered for the Indy Star Top Workplaces Award, and so we were thrilled to have over 60% of our staff participate. Thank you so much to all of our staff who took time to participate in this survey and to give us valuable feedback that will also help us with one of those pillars in our strategic plan, which is helping to retain and recruit great staff. The IndyStar Top Workplace Award winners will be announced in May. As you know, last week, the Indiana General Assembly kicked off their work for this short session that will occur between January and approximately early April, depending on when they do sin die, which is when they end their work at the State House. I did have the opportunity to visit both the education committees in the House and the Senate this week, and we'll continue to work with our legislators as the legislation moves through this session to make sure that we are advocating for what is best for students and staff in our traditional public schools. Also, this past Wednesday, we held our regularly scheduled policy advisory council. So look for those minutes. That's what they're called. Look for those minutes that'll be coming out. And we want to reiterate the importance of those meetings. In recent conversations I've had with other superintendents, I'm surprised with the number of districts that decided to eliminate those discussion protocols that exist here in the MSD of Wayne Township. And so I'm very thankful for everyone who participates both at the building level and at the district level in our policy advisory council. Also, yesterday, our school board had the opportunity to visit Lyndhurst 7th and 8th grade center. We got to hear from Caitlin Castleman and Jennifer Buchanan about the incredible work they are doing with the AVID program, Advancement via Individual Determination, and how they're striving to create a school-wide AVID culture that fully embraces the AVID methodologies and those strategies. Speaking about Lyndhurst, congratulations to Kristen Vance, who won the Indiana American String Teachers Association Junior High School Teacher of the Year Award this past Saturday. Kristen does such an amazing job with the orchestra at Lyndhurst 7th and 8th grade center and prepares our students as they move into the 9th grade center and into the high school orchestra programs. We'd also like to congratulate Beth Moss, who is a speech and language pathologist and assistant technology specialist at Chapel Hill 7th and 8th grade center, and recently the recipient of a Patton's Starfish Award. This award is presented to educators who go above and beyond to meet the needs of all their students through universal design for learning and the implementation of accessible educational materials and assistive technology. Thank you and congratulations, Beth. And the awards keep stacking up. Congratulations to Sarah Archer at Chapelwood Elementary. She was surprised in her classroom today, actually, when the Hensley Legal Group selected her for an award in recognition of her extraordinary teaching skills and empathy for students and colleagues. You might see Sarah featured on a digital billboard coming up soon. Also today, our Stout Field students had a surprise visit from the Indiana Fever. They got to go to practice their basketball skills with the pros. The visit was a perfect way to launch the new Basketball Discovery Club, which is led by PE teacher Mr. Modulin at Stout Field. And, of course, we'd also like to say a very special thank you to our grounds team for coming in this morning to make sure that our parking lots and our sidewalks, just all of our school grounds, were ready for school today as they came in early in the morning, 3 o'clock, with our first measurable snow of this winter. Lots more snow predicted in the future, and so we're going to hang on to those additional days for as long as we can to make sure we utilize those on a day where we truly are able to enjoy a very snowy ground, very snowy Indiana. So, but want to thank all of our grounds team, not only early in the week with all the salt that they spread for the frigid temperatures, making sure that everything was safe for all of us to come and go from school, but also today for making sure to take care of that white stuff that we saw falling overnight. And, of course, we continue to celebrate School Board Appreciation Month this January. Last week, we had Board President Ramika Graham on. And today I'm excited to welcome another one of our school board members, Vice President, Mr. Brandon Bowman. Welcome, Brandon.
Thank you very much, Dr. Butts. It's exciting to be here with
you. Oh, my gosh. You and I have had something in common here in the last couple of years, and that's this fitness journey that we're on. And I know we didn't talk about that before we came on air here, but recently entered into another phase of a program called 75 Hard, but you have some special accountability partners with this. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. My daughter, Brooklyn, is a freshman at Marion University. She's on their competition cheerleading squad. Brooklyn and her roommate and several of the Marion cheerleaders have also engaged in the 75 Hard Challenge. They're having a lot of fun with it.
It's a challenge and ironically, I've seen, as we kind of think about the Wayne Winter Games coming up here in February, and people are kind of, at that phase with New Year's resolutions where it's getting a little bit tougher, and we know we've got quite a ways yet before spring break, and so the 75 Hard program is one that it deals with eating well, exercising twice a day, once outside, reading a book, a nonfiction book that helps with self-care, and getting enough water. But it's really kind of a self-discipline plan, isn't it?
It really is, and that's what I enjoy about it. The structure of the program really forces you to have accountability for yourself and establish daily routines that are going to help set you up for success.
Yeah. So you mentioned your daughter, Brooklyn. She's a Ben Davis High School grad, class of 23. But she's not the only Ben Davis grad in your family. Your family has a long history here in Wayne Township. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so it's a pretty unique journey. I've got family lineage or family history going back in Wayne Township schools prior to the incorporation of the MSD of Wayne Township, all the way back to the late 1930s.
Wow.
So Brooklyn and my younger son, Branson, who's a student at Roby now, would actually be the fifth generation in the family to attend Ben Davis schools or Wayne Township schools. And what's really unique about that is it's not just on my maternal side of the family, but also my wife, Tiffany. Both sides of the family, mine and my wife, represent five generations with our kids.
That has to be some kind of record. I wonder if there are, and maybe are there any other families that you know of that are five generations of Ben Davis graduates?
I've never really had that conversation with anyone outside of our family or with you, so I'm not sure. It would be interesting.
If there aren't many. That's quite a history. You mentioned your wife, Tiffany. You guys were high school sweethearts.
Almost.
Okay.
We were early
you
college
sweethearts. Knew each other in high school.
Yeah, so Tiffany and I grew up together. Funny story, I was just a couple of months old, and I attended her baby shower. our grandmothers were very close friends, and our mothers are about the same age. Tiffany and I grew up in the same neighborhood with very close families.
Wow.
Never had any romantic interest until we were college age, but we've known each other a very long time.
What a fun story. You joined the school board and were first elected in 2015. What made you decide that you wanted to be on the school board, that you wanted to be an elected official?
Well, I have to be honest first and acknowledge that when I put my name on the ballot in 2014, I had no idea what I was getting into. but I decided to run for school board there were really two things that kind of converged at the same time. Tiffany and I had a young family, and we were looking for updated or an upgrade in housing, and for really the purpose of staying close to family, it was important for us to stay in Wayne Township. We're on the west side of Indianapolis, and I shared that with a very popular, very well-respected realtor we were working with at the time, and he had kind of some snarky opinions that home values in Wayne Township were depreciated because of the schools, and as a graduate of Ben Davis, I kind of took offense to that and knew that that certainly was not my experience as a graduate or an alumnus at that time, and that was not the experience that my young daughter was having at the time. At the time, she was attending Chapel Glen Elementary School and just having a great time, a phenomenal experience. We love the community. We love the diversity in Wayne Township, and we love the opportunities that are afforded by our schools. So I thought, as a school board member, I might have an opportunity to shift the message in the real estate community and share all the great things that are happening in Wayne Township schools. But then we also noticed that our peers, the folks that we graduated high school with, who also were starting young families, were migrating away from Wayne Township, mm-hmm. away from the west side of Indianapolis, to more suburban areas. And we were all passionate about the community. Nobody was leaving because they were dissatisfied with Wayne Township, but it just seemed to be the trend that everyone was following. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to help influence others to take a sense of pride in this community, and that's really what started the process of me running for school board. So,
yeah. During your now 9 years on the school board, you have been recognized by your board colleagues for your demonstrated leadership, and you've been elected to some leadership positions. You currently are serving your second year as vice president in this current run, but you've held some other positions as well, including secretary and president. And some people may wonder, what does the vice president do on the school board?
The vice president has the best job on the board. First, I need to clarify that any officer position is just one of seven.
Mm-hmm.
No officer or any board member can do anything alone. It does take a collective voice of the seven board members. But there are a few officer positions that have some additional responsibilities. To understand what the vice president does, you first have to know what the president's obligations and responsibilities are. And that would be presiding over a regular board meeting or a working session, meeting with the superintendent to set an agenda for a board meeting, signing some additional documents or resolutions on behalf of the board, or potentially representing the board at some state school board association events. The role of the vice president is to be there in case the president can't fulfill any of those duties.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, certainly it's been my honor as superintendent to work with you in those various positions. But I also get a chance to serve with you in another capacity that you're also passionate about. And really it's a volunteer role, but it's one that is critical to the west side of Indianapolis and the businesses here on the west side of Indianapolis. Do you want to talk a little bit about that additional responsibility that you recently took on?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate to serve as president of the Westside Chamber of Commerce, which is an association of business owners and business leaders on the west side of Indianapolis through Pike, Wayne, and Decatur Townships and portions of eastern Hendricks County. And it's really a collection of business leaders who lean on each other for support and success in their relative industries. We've got common interest in economic development and community improvement. So it's been a really great endeavor.
Yeah. So you mentioned you live here in Wayne Township. Your office, you also work here in Wayne Township. Do you want to tell people a little bit about what you do when you're not serving on the board, how you provide for your family?
Yeah, so I'm going to put a shameless plug out there. During the day, I serve as vice president of operations at JMI Mechanical Services. We are an industrial HVAC plumbing and electrical services company. And one of the things that really attracted me to JMI when the opportunity came up is that it is a Wayne Township business. here on the West Side. So it was just a natural fit.
Yeah. And you're, I mean, you're passionate about a lot of things that you do and you're very active. Anything else you want to share about other avenues that you're involved with, other things that you're involved with here on the West Side of Indianapolis? You do some coaching and...
Yeah, so I coach youth baseball in a couple of different capacities with travel organizations and little league teams. I love to coach basketball, currently coaching in the Roby PTO League for my youngest son, Branson, who's in the fifth grade. I serve on a couple of non-advisory boards for Mayor Hogsett, particularly related to HVAC and building trades, license examining boards, things like that. So
yeah,
I keep pretty busy.
You do. And I think one of the things that I want our listeners to know is, one, all that you give back in every endeavor that you're involved with, whether it's through your work or through your volunteer services here. You give tirelessly, but can only do that because of the support you have at home from your wife and from your family. And I know that Tiffany is an amazing supporter of what you do, and she's right there at everything.
She absolutely is. My family are just phenomenal. I can't say enough good things about my wife and children, and even beyond our household, the extended family that we have that supports us in so many things. Of all the things that I do, you know, I always remind my wife and my kids, of any title I have, my two favorites are always going to be dad and husband.
Absolutely. So we've talked about all the things you do that keeps you busy, but when you have spare time, what do you like to do?
It's all family-based, so I certainly have some hobbies that I've enjoyed for my entire life that I try to press on the family. So when in better weather, we love to boat and fish and camp and just enjoy the outdoors. This time of year, we love to explore new restaurants, take in movies, and cook together at home.
And I think this might be part of Devour. Is there some Devour menus going on? I know I got something the other day in the mail from a local restaurant.
You know, I'm not up to speed with Devour Indy, yeah. But I know Tiffany is. She's got a hit list ready.
Well, that's excellent. We could talk for a long time, but I know our time is precious. And just want to say a very special thank you again to you, Mr. Bowman, for being our guest today and for all that you do for our community.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, coming up, Wayne Winter Games, as I mentioned earlier, coming up February 10th. If you have not yet signed up for that, please make sure to go on the website for the Wayne Township Education Foundation and sign up for the Wayne Winter Games. New format this year with the Wayne 8, an individual competition, instead of the four-member team competition as we've had in the past. In addition, the Giant Mile and the Giant Health Fair will be going on in conjunction with the Wayne Winter Games. That'll all be at Ben Davis High School in the MPA, and of course, we'll announce that in our future podcast as well. Good luck to the Ben Davis girls basketball team in their home game tomorrow night against Lawrence North. What a wonderful season they're having, and we wish them the best of luck as they continue through the remainder of the season. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission to activate and accelerate student learning, and our vision to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.